Welcome to Organizing with Ease. I'm Deanna Mall with D's Declutter.
And I'm Zena Tseman with Firefly Bridge Organizing.
This is where we talk about ways to make organizing easy so that we can enjoy our daily lives with less stress.
And guess what? This is episode 100.
Whoa, no way, Zena. No way. We did it. We got to our milestone.
We made it to a milestone. This is incredible. I can't believe that we've gotten this far for two people who didn't know what a podcast was when we first started.
No, it's been a journey.
It has. It's very first day in this same location, Pinecrest Gardens.
Yes.
Our very first recording that took us about 6 weeks.
Just about. I would think so. I would think you're absolutely correct. I have a moment here because I'm processing that it did take about 6 weeks. Yes, it really did. We're in the same location.
Yeah.
And we thought that this was a wonderful way to celebrate our 100th episode.
Yes, we are 100. And it's been an amazing journey, a year and a half of nonstop, pretty much every Monday.
Every Monday.
And every Monday, technical issues. So if anybody out there has thoughts of starting a podcast, we'll tell you, go for it. But be prepared for gremlins every Monday in your computer.
And these are the gremlins that you just can't anticipate. Like, you thought you learned something or you figured something out like the week before or like the month before.
Yeah.
But these are all new gremlins that we just can't figure out. And they just keep coming.
And it's incomprehensible that last week it was working perfectly and this week
it's
nothing.
Not. Right. Nothing.
Nothing's working.
Nothing's working. So we made a joke out of it every single time because that's what we do. We just move forward. Keep moving forward.
That's right.
So from our first guest, Jenna Congdon with EWM Realtor, to who else did we have? We had so many phenomenal guests.
Amazing guests who were so gracious with their time and their
knowledge.
Preparation and their knowledge.
To share with you all, to listen. Yeah. So hopefully you'll go back to our episodes and listen to see and hear what they had to share with you all. Again, as a refresher.
Right.
I always like going back. I do like going back.
Why did you... Let's tell the story about how we became co-hosts and how we started a podcast together. Why did you want to start a podcast in 2021?
I actually wanted to just... Because I just feel that there's a message to be sent out, and I really wish that I wanted to get my message out so that you listeners can hear my message. And I think that the way to do that was through a podcast. But I also knew that it was a lot to take on at that time through my business. And then so when you came to me and said, do you want to co-host? I really thought that this would be a wonderful opportunity since we're both in the same profession, that we were able to inspire each other and to continue to grow our businesses in a direction that we thought would be great for our businesses, which I think it has. And I think that this is something that I will really cherish going forward.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, so in 2021, Deanna and I are both part of the same NAPO chapter. That's how we first met. And we worked a job together. It was Deanna's job. We worked a job together. And that was the first time we actually worked together. And I remember thinking that here's somebody who is professional and who really cares about her clients and the professionalism of doing a job for clients. And later on that year, I had been thinking for a long time, I really wanted to do a podcast for the same reason, to get a message out there about what organizing really is. Because in 2021, there were a lot of different things happening in the world of organization, the industry, and with what the public was seeing and hearing about organizing. And so I really felt that there was a message to be shared there. But I didn't know how to start a podcast. And it was intimidating to even think about how do you even start a podcast? How do you get it out there?
Like, yeah, you see these people that have their laptops open and you have that microphone and all they could do is, but it's not that. It's so more.
It's so much more.
So much more. And actually, this year, you know, we actually attended the PodFest conference.
For the first time, which was incredible,
overwhelming, incredible. The other podcasters that I met, it was just amazing. The podcast family world is very warm and embracing. So again, if you are looking at opening and starting your own, there is a lot of support.
There is.
There is. There
and
is.
So in 2022, we decided to start this up, and we thought, okay, we're starting in January. Surely by March, we'll have a podcast out.
Surely. Who so, knew?
As it turned out, it took us until June
yes.
to officially launch, and it's been amazing.
And the we've been growth, consistent. We've been consistent.
Consistent. Every week.
Every week. Every Monday.
Yeah.
Every Monday's on my calendar to record podcast with CNET.
It takes discipline.
It does take discipline.
To do this, but it helps to be accountable to somebody else. So, yeah, thank goodness I had a partner to do this with. Otherwise, it would never have gotten done.
No. And so that is why today is a really, it's a special day to say that, you know, 100, like that going back, that's like huge. It's huge.
It is.
It's huge.
And we
it's
just huge. We just saw Buzzsprout sent us a little note to let us know that we've had 10,000 downloads of our podcast since we began, which is amazing to
amazing.
Me.
So, yes. So, thank you all listeners. I just have to say that as we're sitting here looking and thinking and reflecting about the past, I'm so grateful to Zenit for everyone who supported us along the way to make this happen and to see how it's growing. I'm yes. truly grateful for that. I really am. And to our loyal listeners and to our guests again.
Yes.
I totally, there's just a, like, I can't explain it, but a heartfelt thank you is on this incredible, incredible journey.
I completely agree. And so we have a little bit of news for all of you. I will be stepping away from the organizing of these podcasts, but the podcast will continue. Deanna, you're going to
I'm
take
going
the
to
reins.
Taking on the reins with Organizing with Ease podcast with Deanna Moll. So I'm super excited about that as well. We are going to continue the journey together.
Awesome. And so all the best to all of you and all the best to you, Deanna.
Thank you. Thank
continuing
you.
Continuing Organizing with Ease. It's amazing. It's been a labor of love.
It's been a labor of love.
Labor of frustration with all the technical problems that we had every single week.
But we've learned.
We've learned. And so hopefully this is it now.
This is it. We're going to just keep moving forward. And
exactly. Zenit,
again, I wish you, I could not have imagined doing this podcast with any other co-host. I honestly have to say, you are such a special person.
Oh,
and
thank
I
you.
totally you. Appreciate the time, the patience, and everything that you have brought to this podcast.
Oh, same here. Let's talk about patience. Like when we opened up our computers on Monday morning and, oh, I can't see my record button. Where did my record button go? Oh, where's the script? I don't see the script. I know we uploaded it. What are we doing?
Where did it go? Deanna, where are your recordings? Well, no, I uploaded the recordings. Well,
yeah,
no, I can't find the recordings. What do you mean you can't find the recordings? I know I recorded. I did press the button of record. So as you can tell, there are a lot of things behind the scenes to create a podcast to make it smooth and flowing for our listeners.
Yes.
But we seem to we have accomplished that with such grace. And I have to say, Zenit, again, I could not have done it with any other co-host.
Oh, okay.
So I have to say thank you. Thank you for this lovely journey. And I actually wish you all the best on your next journey. And I hope
thank
to hear
you.
From you and so that we can just continue keeping each other updated.
Absolutely. Deanna and I are neighbors. We live near each
yes,
other,
we
so
do.
We'll see each other
yes.
all the time.
So that would be lovely. Yes. And also
nice.
To support each other. So
yes.
I do really yes. wish you all the best. And again, listeners, next week, same time, Thursday, 8 a.m.
Organizing with Ease will be here.
Organizing with Ease will be here.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.